Ready to love life? Join me on a transformative journey with Tantra. I'm Tara Rose, inviting you to say yes to the present moment. Tantra is more than sex. It's a spiritual path using the body for expansion. In our sessions, we explore bliss and emotional pain, ignite your life force energy, and create a safe space for growth. I guide women, men, and couples in person or online, blending traditional and neo-tantra. This can be a profound journey to recognize your true self. Book a discovery call at tararose.net, that's T-A-R-A-R-O-S-E, or message on WhatsApp 076-5355-949. Tantra with Tara Rose. Activate, nourish, and enrich your mind, body, and spirit.
Of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any entities they represent or that of the program, its presenters, hosts, directors, or other team members.
This show is intended for audiences aged 23 and older. This production and its digital copies contain content of an adult nature. If you are easily offended or are under the age of 18, this show is not intended for you. The posts, pages, and recordings within intended for adults only, and may include descriptions of scenes of sexual content, suggestive opinions, detailed discussions, and graphic topics. Listener discretion is advised.
It's time for Kinky Classes with your hosts, Lady Lola and Miss Kitten. Come on in and take your seats. Tonight's class is about to start.
Good evening, Lustfuls, and welcome to the season finale of Kinky Classes. We made it! Woohoo! It is class number 8 in semester number 1 of Kinky Classes with my fantastic co-host, Miss Kitten. Miss Kitten, good evening, honey. Are you there? Are you well? Did you survive the week? And are you as sad as Lola is this evening, being the season finale and all?
Hi, Lola. Lovely to hear your voice. Yeah, the week was a week. It's behind me. But very sad not to be seeing you guys next week. And yeah, this has been an amazing season and very grateful for the opportunity to be on the show with you and to be able to share this information with the listeners.
I think we did good. You know what? I really think we did good. I took a look at the listener stats for Kinky Classes, and out of the two new shows, Kinky Classes by far did better. So I'm really, really ecstatic. And thank you, Miss Kitten, for doing this journey with me and for helping me educate the world on, well, you did most of the education. I just did the stupid question asking, right? Thank you for helping me educate the world. Your Lola Blakely production moderators this evening are Mr. Zane. He is doing your welcoming and general moderating. We have Azur Inferno doing your disclaimer and general moderating. We have Jaded Mal keeping the chat to topic and general moderating. And then your production, your Lola Blakely production manager for this evening is Medusa. Good evening, Mod. So if you guys see them in the chat, don't be frightened. Go say hi. They're here to keep us safe and they're here to interact with the guests throughout the episode. This evening, we've got an amazing guest. I mean, most of the people in the South African kink scene would know her. She owns a very famous club in Johannesburg. So Miss V is also known as Mistress Cleo. She's a pro dom for 37 years and the owner and creator of Fetish Haven SA, the only fetish club specializing in all aspects of kink or fetish lifestyle. The club has been operating for 8 years and hosts up to 5 events a week. I mean, they're busy. Mistress Cleo is also known as the Anal Queen because of her knowledge and love for all plays anal. She also specializes in toilet training and full services as cross-dressing feminization services. In her private capacity, she enjoyed singing, writing poetry, has 2 published books on Amazon, one called Fat Girls Don't Cry. I love that. And that fat is spelled PH, right? Like Fat Girls Don't Cry. I love that. I need to go and read that one. And the other one, the other book's title is My Heart Bleeds for Poetry. That sounds beautiful. She's traveled the world, she's worked overseas, and she is a self-taught entrepreneur. I mean, do I call her Queen V because she's absolutely a queen, or do I call her Mistress Cleo? Let's hear from our guest this evening. A warm welcome to the guest on the season finale of Kinky Classes, Queen V.
Good evening, everybody. Thanks for having me on your show. I'm very honored.
I mean, we're really excited. Miss Kitten, aren't you excited? I mean, you brought us two together. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have had Mistress Cleo this evening.
I have so much respect and love for Queen V. She has been this amazing force in kink in my entire life in kink. And yeah, just huge love and respect. And I'm always a little bit flustered when I'm in the room with her because she's just so dynamic. And I look up to her a little bit. So big fangirl crush from the corner. And thank you for coming on the show. It's amazing to spend time with you.
Oh man, thank you so much. The feeling is absolutely mutual. You are absolutely one of the top-notch people in this community, and I have only respect for you and admiration. So thank you for having me on the show and for letting me talk about what I really love best, I think.
So this evening's episode is called Butt Stuff because it's not... It's not about your stuff, right? This is really about your bum, your butt. We're going to talk a little bit about pegging. And apparently, Queen V is the perfect person to talk to us about your ass. Let's hear it, Queen V.
Oh, gosh. What would you like to know? What would you like to know? I think basically for most people, your ass is really a very sensitive topic. For ladies and for men, it's every man's fantasy. I don't care what they say. I think that it is to have the ass played with. Would you agree?
I think so. I think it's just something that if it's not their fantasy yet, it's going to be there, right, eventually. Let's start off by what exactly is pegging? Because, I mean, the internet and the social media and everything is absolutely buzzing with pegging at the moment. I know it's really become a hot topic. I know there's a lot of people that have all of a sudden found a new, like a new exploration facet, and everybody's just buzzing about it. So what exactly is this pegging we all hear about?
That question, let me see. Pegging for me is not just between a woman and a man. It's actually a lot of chicks tend to get into it. It is where you put on an amazing strap-on and you do the other person with a strap-on, with a dildo, with something. Pegging could be between two. I think quite a lot of people are actually into it. Male, female, female, male. Everybody's into it lately. It's huge. It's huge.
Miss Kitten.
And it's not only anal, by the way.
Is it not only anal? That's new.
Anal. Pegging could be even with two ladies. So, I mean, it might not be anal. It could be, you know, between two ladies. Can I use the word?
Yeah, vagina.
Vagina.
Here we go. No, this is it. It's not on talk.
I mean, that's my definition of it. What does Miss Kitten think?
Yeah, 100%. I think that pegging is just a different way to penetrate somebody. And I think for a woman, it's incredibly empowering. And it can be between two women. It can be between a woman and a man. And the one thing I must say in this is that being pegged doesn't make you any less of a man. We have all these Instagram platforms advertising all the stuff about the clitoris and how to find it and where to find it and how to feel it. But what we're not talking about is the whole sexual organ related to a man's ass and how to stimulate and pleasure that. And there's an enormous amount of information that's lacking. And in conversations between men, it's still stigmatized to talk about your ass and about pleasuring yourself through the prostate, and you're lacking a whole bunch of incredible experiences by stigmatizing it or not exploring it. So I just think pegging for a woman is, for me to wear a strap-on, is one of the most empowering sensations in the entire world. A lot of my kinks are about penetration, and for me it's just another way to penetrate something. And what you've shown back is this incredible vulnerability from the person that you are participating with. And that vulnerability is just so special. And I think for women, we feel that vulnerability often when we are penetrated. So to have the roles reversed is something quite empowering.
I love that you use the word empowering, because this, it is the little that I've read up about it, for the female form especially, because obviously we aren't born with penises, right? I nearly said a lot of us aren't born with penises, but if you take a look at it, we aren't born with this, and sometimes that's something that you want to explore. That's something that you, it's that having those roles reversed. I think you touched on that beautifully. What you touched on it a little bit, Miss Kitten, but I want to go to Queen V, and I want to find out what's in your perspective and what in your opinion does it mean to the receiver being pegged?
Look, for me, again, as Miss Kitten said, it is very empowering for me. But for the person that's having it done to them, I think for them also it's trust. They're giving you this huge gift of trusting you to do something different, first of all, to take them on a journey. to not hurt them and to really, show them a part of a different kind of way to play than just with our what are the words that I can use? To using toys or even your fingers or even that if it's anally or whatever is sexy. It's like for me it's so intimate, and the person that's receiving feels this. They know this, that they trust in you. With I think that's such a vulnerable piece of them, that they trust in you to explore, to have fun with, and you know, that's how I think about it. It's just
I think, and I want to go to Miss Kitten on this. Obviously, for the giver, right? You're not really receiving any sexual pleasure because it's a strap on. Okay, that's basically what pegging. Whether you're pegging in an anus or whether you're pegging vaginally, it doesn't matter. But for the giver, it's a strap on, right? So you don't really have any sexual pleasure deriving from this play session. So you must feel, where do you get your fulfilled feeling from after the session?
I don't know. Lola, I think that there is a way to have pleasure from pegging. You can get a whole bunch of different strap-ons with a whole bunch of different settings and attachments.
Oh, really?
There's a plate and there's ways to make it feel good. Like pegging can be this like, so my journey started with pegging as a humiliation thing, like this come here, bitch, bend over, I'm going to fuck your ass type thing. Like that was how pegging started for me. But pegging can be incredibly intimate, and you can be looking into your partner's eyes, grabbing his hair and playing with his cock in one hand, fucking his ass with the strap on, and grinding your pussy against his leg. Like it can be super intimate. It can be super hot. It can be super steamy. It doesn't have to be this sort of tailored porn thing where the strap on whacks against your leg and drags on the floor and is 97 inches big and it's this I'm gonna wreck you type thing. It can really be lovemaking between two people. So I think it just depends. You can take it from whichever angle you want it. It can be any of those things. It can be humiliation if that's what you want. It can be intimate lovemaking. It can literally be any of that. And just having your partner, I don't know, there's something about making a man squeal and make those little noises. Like there's something about that that's just such a freaking turn on. Like to be able to have the power to do that is hot. I don't know if he agrees with me, but I think it's super hot.
Absolutely. It is turn on. I mean, even when I have a strap on, I feel like I'm literally have a dick. I feel like I've got this thing because I feel like it's attached to me. It's a part of me. And it is sexy. It is so sexy. It's one of the sexiest things besides empowering that a woman can do for a man or even another woman to another woman. But for me, for a man, I think it's hot. I love it. Absolutely.
So the world is opening up a little bit to pegging, right? But I think there's a lot of concern when it comes to, my butt is sensitive and my butt is virgin. So and I read the whole thing that Miss Kitten gave to us a little bit earlier. Miss Kitten, by the way, your write-up was absolutely amazing. I read somewhere where Miss Kitten says if it's hurting, you're doing it wrong. So it's not supposed to hurt. So the listeners need to know that if this is something that you want to embark on, look, obviously if hurting is your thing, then that's something different, right? But how do we start out before getting the anus ready, we got to just bring it up, right? But is there ways of getting the anus ready so that you don't necessarily have to hurt your partner? Queen V?
Look, for me, when I have sessions or when I play, if I do a douche or cleansing or what enema or whatever, it has to be, for me personally, a couple of hours before. You do it in the morning so your body relaxes and it's not all this pressure from the cleaning and everything that you've done. it just allows you to relax a bit. So when you do play, it's not sensitive. It's not, and it's not just about jamming it in and, you know, take your time, you know. But for me, it starts off with your cleaning. If it also makes you as the person who's receiving comfortable. Because when you're not, your body will tighten up automatically. It rejects it. And then it's going to hurt. It doesn't matter if you put a little toothpick in. It's going to be sore because you're not comfortable. Your body already is saying, you're trying to invade my body. You know, it's going to shut off. It's going to close down. It's going to hurt and all that. So start with a good cleansing in the morning, cleaning out properly, everything. It makes you as the person who's receiving feel comfortable that somebody else can play with your butt. It makes you relax because you're not thinking, oh, I'm going to mess. Oh, this is going to happen. Oh, that. You're relaxed. And if you're relaxed, and it's all just slowly, open up nicely, use a finger, put on gloves, use a finger, tease it, whatever, until the person is so ready to receive something a little bigger, and take your time. That's not a marathon. You don't have to rush it and, you know, put these big things in because whatever. Go small. Start off easy. Start off till you're comfortable, till you feel good. But for me personally, a good cleaning is always the route to how to start, because that is so important.
That's valuable information. Miss Kitten, sorry, I went ahead and went on starting getting the anus ready before I actually started with bringing it up. So talk us through bringing it up with your partner before you even start getting the anus ready. How do we bring it up with our partners?
Yeah, honesty is always the best policy. I think that approaching it in an honest setting where you both have capacity for the conversation is the best way to start. Find some sexy porn that introduces it and shares it. Talk about going shopping together for a strap-on. I always advise that this whole anal thing is a training thing. It's not something that happens like in the porn movie where the 18-inch dildo gets thwacked against the thigh and then shoved into an anus. Like, you've got to know your own anus. You've got to know your own body. So spending time with yourself, exploring yourself, knowing what feels good for you really helps your partner so that you can guide your partner. And then going shopping together, finding the right product and getting to know that product. Like, there's nothing worse than having a strap on and being in a sexy moment and not being able to put it on. And let me tell you something, even the best strap-ons that I own are a challenge to get on and take some skill. So getting to know the strap on, getting to know how to put it on, making sure that it fits, having all of that stuff set up beforehand, just being okay with the equipment that you're using. And then knowing your own ass, putting a plug in, experimenting at home in a dark room with quiet music, getting to know what it feels like so that you're not surprised when the finger hits your ass for the first time, that you're not relying on somebody else to do all the guidance, that you can help them and guide them a little bit is really, really helpful. So lots of experimentation, lots of play, and then discussion with your partner. And save it for a time when you both have a lot of capacity.
That's beautiful. Coming back to you, Queen V, I see Miss Kitten has says that PrEP is also obviously easily reachable process. So she suggests looking into adding it as a self-care routine before the play. How important do you think self-care is when it comes to pegging?
I think self-care in anything to do sexually is important. You need to know your body. You have to know your body. You need to know what you like, what you enjoy. You asking, even if you meet somebody for the first time or whatever, when you meet a guy, you meet a girl or something, you expect them to know what you like. You know, you meet somebody and you say they're a bad lover because they didn't press the right buttons or they didn't do something right or whatever. You need to know your body. You need to know what you like, where your sensitive spots are. You know, is anal your thing? Do you like it? Do you like just the finger? Do you like the strap-on? And even if you don't like pegging as such, you still might enjoy anal play. You might enjoy the most sensitive touch of a feel of skin, of a finger, or whatever. Some people are not into toys. They don't like, I'm one. I mean, I'm that's my kink. But I don't enjoy a toy. But what I do like is fingers or something soft or whatever. And it's just knowing your own body, knowing what you like, knowing what you enjoy. And also, if you know what you like, it makes the partner that you're with easier. You know, it makes connecting easier. It makes telling them how you like it, where you like it. Okay, don't go so deep. That's my little spot there. Or I want it deeper. Or I like bigger stuff. Or I like smaller stuff. Or I want a bigger strap on or smaller strap. Whatever it may be, you can then guide your person, you know. And it works both ways, even with a giver or taker or whatever, you know. And you need time to know your body.
I think it comes back to, you know, when you're proclaiming self-love, if you can't love yourself, you can't love somebody else, right? This is what they say. If you don't explore your own body, you can't properly guide your partner into and even have a discussion with your partner as to what you like and what you don't like. If you haven't even explored this yourself. So what you say makes a lot of sense. Miss Kitten, let's talk lube.
God, that's like the lifeblood of anal. Like a sticking polish isn't gonna do this job. Lube is important. Like there cannot be enough lube in anal. It's one of those things. And your lube is also formulated for different parts of your body, especially if you're a woman. So, you know, you get products. The Liquid Gold lube is a really good lube. It's water based. That is great, and they do an extremely good anal lube that is actually pH formulated for your anus. And if you're a woman and you battle with sort of things that your if your vagina is a bit sensitive to different pHs and stuff like that, that's a really great lube to try.
Hold on, I want to stop you there. A pH lube for your ass.
pH lube for your ass. So they do a vaginal lube that's pH balanced specifically.
Yes.
For your vagina, so that there is no itchy, scratchy, sticky stuff.
Lube, yeah, no. What do you call it? Thrush.
Thrush. So lube in South Africa is actually very unregulated. A lot of the lubes we buy, the actual ingredients aren't declared on the packaging. The World Health Organization has certain set standards, and not all the lubes we buy follow those standards. So they sort of slip under the radar. So finding a natural product that really works for you, I don't know. I'm a sensitive woman. Like, I can't just use anything down there. I need to use a product that's formulated. And I find the Liquid Gold is divine from a vaginal lube because it's pH balanced, but from an anal lube, it's longer lasting. It's easy to use because it comes in a bottle that you don't have to pick up. You can just press the top down. And it also doesn't stain my clothes, which is amazing. Like,
I never knew you needed pH lube for anal play. Honestly, I didn't. So do you know if there's a different pH from your vagina to your ass?
Yes, there definitely is. If you actually have a look, Liquid Gold is they're a South African product. They use rooibos in their lube, and they've really specially formulated it for pleasurable sex. So they're definitely worth a look. They are something that we've used a lot over the last 2 years, and really, I really believe in them. And their products are also super. They look super expensive, but you only need a really tiny amount. And because they've got a little depressor on the top of the bottle, and they come out in sort of measured amounts, you don't use a lot at every session. So they're quite easy to use and quite easy to keep clean and keep your hands clean.
Wow, that is very valuable information. Okay, so pH matters, because obviously skin dries out. Use water-based lube. Where is more better with lube is less Wait, I don't even know what I'm reading here. Okay, find good, easy to use equipment. Queen V, where do we find the best equipment to use for anal play? And how do we go about exploring different toys to use in our intimate relationships?
Yeah, well, for me, you can get toys from anywhere. But, I mean, just going back to lube, for example, I use AquaScreen with yogurt. Now, it might sound absolutely crazy, but when I use it as a lubricant for my vagina, the yogurt helps with any...
With a pH balance.
Exactly.
That's great.
So I mix a little, I take a little Aquas and I take a little yogurt. I mix it if I'm going to spend a day, just for a day, if I'm going to be playing on that day. That's what I do, and it helps me. I always have Aquas cream in my venue, and for the mere fact that it doesn't break a condom when people are using condoms, it's, you know, it, and also with the yogurt in, it makes it nice, and it just works for me. I've used it for years, and also the Dis-Chem water-based one. I find it, and because it's so cheap, it's like 39 rand or something, you can waste if you need to. You know, but like I said, I use that. It's been my go-to. I find other lubricants I don't agree with. But I think, again, there, self-love, self-care, find what works for you. Everybody's body is different. Everybody needs something else. It works for this one, might not work for that one or whatever. When it comes to toys and that, you can never go cheap. You know, buy quality stuff, buy things. I like soft silicone toys. I like that kind of feel, like the real feel, you know. I don't like hard stuff. You know, I have a wand or whatever, but when it comes to anal toys, I always go for the soft skin-like feeling so that it feels like it's real. There's nothing worse than feeling like you're having a broom shoved up your ass. That for me doesn't work. You know, so Sexplicit, there's so many places that sell great stuff, you know, but cheap is not always the way to go. Find what you like, find what fits, what you enjoy using or playing with, or what makes you feel comfortable. I don't like hard toys at all.
Miss Kitten, you spoke a little bit about toys a little bit earlier when you said you get so many different kinds, right? Talk us through a couple of them.
Yeah, so just on your strap-ons alone, like we had a pegging class in December, and one of the mistresses that was there had this amazing strap-on. It's got the cock itself has almost got like its own skin, and the skin moves separately to the penis, and you can, if you have a feel of the balls, you can actually feel the two testicles in this rubber.
Wow.
It's so frigging lifelike. It's scary. It's so awesome though. And then I've got one that bends that you can go quick, 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 so you can change position. You can really get everything, but start small. Like, bigger is not better with anal. And I think that's where a lot of people go wrong in the beginning, is they kind of walk into the shop and they feel a bit like, you know, like they have to be a bit masculine and they have to go for the biggest dildo, and it's such a mistake. Like, this, go for something small, go for something that is easy and simple to use in the beginning. You can always upgrade it, you can always go up, but I promise you, if you go for the giant 18 inch on the first go, you're only going to do this once, and then you're going to go to hospital with an anal rupture. And, you know, like the other side of anal is that you are putting yourself at risk. So having decent lubrication, having good quality toys, I always put a condom over all of my toys. I just don't think that you want to be able to be responsible for getting that stuff out of the plastic. Like, I think it's just better. And then keeping your toys really clean, using a good toy cleaner. And I wrap all my penises in Glad Wrap afterwards, so that they're stored correctly. You don't want to store them on top of each other because they tend to stick together with time and heat. So, you know, just having good care for them as well is hugely important.
That is valuable information.
Very.
Listeners, we are in the middle of the season finale of Kinky Classes. We've got a wonderful guest this evening, Miss Kitten and I. We are joined on air by Queen V, also known as Mistress Cleo. She's a pro dime for 37 years, owner and creator of Fetish Haven SA, the only fetish club in Gauteng, specializing in all aspects of the kink and fetish lifestyle. I actually think it's the only fetish club in South Africa, if I'm not mistaken. The club has been operating for 8 years and hosts up to 5 events a week. Mistress Cleo is known as the anal queen because of her knowledge and love for all plays anal. She also specializes in toilet training and full services, as well as cross-dressing feminization services. In a private capacity, she enjoys singing, writing poetry, and has 2 books on Amazon published called Fat Girls, that's PH, Fat Girls Don't Cry, and My Heart Bleeds Poetry. She's traveled the world, worked overseas, and she's a self-taught entrepreneur. We're going to head to a slight commercial break. Don't go anywhere. Go refill your water glasses and come and take in your seats, because more on anal and how to play with an ass and all things butt stuff when we return. Don't go anywhere.
Ready to love life? Join me on a transformative journey with Tantra. I'm Tara Rose, inviting you to say yes to the present moment. Tantra is more than sex. It's a spiritual path using the body for expansion. In our sessions, we explore bliss and emotional pain, ignite your life force energy, and create a safe space for growth. I guide women, men, and couples, in person or online, blending traditional and neo-tantra. This can be a profound journey to recognize your true self. Book a discovery call at tararose.net, that's T-A-R-A-R-O-S-E, or message on WhatsApp 076-5355-949. Tantra with Tara Rose. Activate, nourish, and enrich your mind, body, and spirit. Thank you.
Good evening, Lustfuls, and welcome back to the season finale of Kinky Classes. And wow, what a season it has been. I mean, we took you through navigating, negotiating, covering consent. We did a little bit of BDSM 101. We did a little bit of Impact 101. We did a little bit of Rope 101. We are now doing, we did Edge Play. We are now doing butt stuff. We've covered everything. Miss Kitten, are you there? I mean, we've really taken our listeners on a journey, wouldn't you say?
Oh, it's been amazing. It's been really fun to share these experiences with the listeners, Lola, and to share them with you and to be able to answer some of your questions.
I mean, I do have the most amount of questions, right? I mean, I think I drive Miss Kitten crazy sometimes because I'm such a novice when it comes to kink. And I thought I knew it all. Here's the thing about kink, right? And this is what I've learned throughout this season, is I really thought I was like an expert in kink. And learning from all of the amazing guests that we've had, I mean, we've really had fantastic guests, this evening's guest included. I've just had the most amount of compliments, by the way. Queen V, everybody says you speak so well. I just had so many messages whilst we went on commercial break. Everybody is like such a fan of yours, so your supporters you. Came out in the masses apparently. Look, we've really had an experience, and it's a sad evening tonight to have to end, you know, the first season, but we will be back. Before we get to that, though, let's finish our episode on butt stuff. And this isn't just butt any stuff, right? I mean, this is ass stuff. This is ass arousal and stuff. That's amazing. So let's talk a little bit about... we covered lube, obviously. That was the most important thing for Lola, was lube. I'm just thinking, like, you want to be touching my bum, baby, you're going to lube it up, love, lube it up. So, I want to talk, we touched on it quickly, but I want to get more in depth about preparation. We spoke about having that conversation with your partner, and then now moving on to shopping for toys and getting your lube ready. So I delved into it a little bit fast in the beginning of the episode because I just wanted to know about ass preparation. But I want to talk about this in depth because I think a lot of the listeners maybe want to explore it, but they're thinking like, how do I clean? Like, what do I use to clean? Do I douche? Because I've heard a lot of people say, yes, you do. And I've heard a lot of people say, no, you don't. So also, do you do douche with soap? I mean, it is for a lack of, and yeah, we keep it real and raw, right? It's a shitty subject. So, I mean, are we going to clean it with soap? Are we not going to clean it with soap? I mean, I'm a novice. Come teach me, Queen V.
Look, you can clean it with soap. I don't personally. What I do, I'm lucky that I have in my bathroom. Look, we all have it in our baths. We have the shower head. You can use that. Spray the water. Don't spray it too hard because it will hurt you. If the pressure is too much, it will hurt you. A lot of people use these douches, those plastic little bottles with that for me is crap. I don't think it does a good job at all. And you need to be clean. Somebody's playing with your butt. You've got to have respect for that person and clean properly. So what I do is if I have a client or even if it's me, I fill myself with water. I hold it in for about five, you know, I count to five. I sit on my toilet. I still keep it in. People might do it differently. This I do and it works for me. I'll hold it in, or I'll tell the person to hold it in. And then when it gets uncomfortable, let it go. So you're messing in the toilet, suck it in again, keep it in, hold, let it go. Because what happens when you fill yourself with water, the water goes in, you know, with all your organs, it goes behind here, in there, whatever. You'll find sometimes you get to play and here comes all this water that comes out. So I do it like that. I fill myself, I do it about four or five times till it runs dry. But what you'll find is that when you hold it in, suck it in and let it loose, let it go out, suck it back in, hold, let it out, all that water comes out. And then you can see, am I clean, am I not? Fill it up again, do the same thing. And then when you finish, you just disinfect your shower heads or whatever it is that you used. And it's simple, it's easy, it's uncomplicated. That's what I use in my house, because that's basically where you're going to play. Or if, and even if you're going to go play at someone else's place, clean yourself properly in the morning, do it in the morning, let your body relax. Don't do it like an hour before you play, and now you're sensitive, and you're not lekker, and now your tummy's still going, or whatever the case may be. You know, take pride in yourself, because anal, yes, it's a shitty job, but it doesn't have to be. So for respect for the person that's going to be pegging you or playing with you, be clean. It's so nice to be hygienically fresh and okay, and that's what I do. That's my preparation.
I mean, that's very good advice. That's something that I think a lot of people can benefit from. Miss Kitten, what is your routine?
Yeah, very similar to Queen V. This is not something you want to start 5 minutes, you know, when you're already starting to feel the need to do it. It's kind of something you want to do in the morning. You want to add it into your shower routine. It's not something you want to do for the first time on your experience with anal. You kind of want to try the douching, find out what works for you, find out how it feels, find out how you feel afterwards. You know, give your body some time. And find out what makes you feel comfortable. I think a lot of, you know, there's nothing worse than feeling uncomfortable behind in an anal situation. You're just going to clamp that ass shut and nothing's going to get in there. So the more relaxed you feel about your preparation, the more relaxed you'll feel in the session and the easier the session will be.
Absolutely.
What happens when you haven't cleaned properly? I mean, and I think I speak for a lot of people when I say it can get, like, it can be an embarrassing subject. I mean, lying there, you're in the middle of a play session and, you know, you realized, oh, shit, I haven't, excuse the pun, no pun intended there. I normally love puns, but not in this case. No pun not intended. And you go, oh, shit, like, I haven't cleaned properly. How does that conversation go? You ladies are experts. How has this happened to you? And how did it make you feel? And if you were pegging somebody else, how did it make that person feel? And also, as the pegger, how did it make you feel? Like, I mean, that's an uncomfortable situation, right? Queen V, let's go to you.
Look, for me, I first of all, when a client comes to me and they're not prepared, I just feel it's a total lack of disrespect. Seriously, I mean, they
lack of respect, yes.
Lack of respect, sorry. You know that you're coming to me, you know I'm going to play with your ass, and you didn't even take the time to clean. Or if I offered and say, listen, yeah, do you need to clean? Oh, no, I'm fine. And then, yeah, you come and mess. I stopped that session right there, and I mean, some people are not even embarrassed because, you know, but if it happened to me, I would be a bit, because it can happen. Sometimes you can clean and clean and clean and clean and clean and it just doesn't run clean. And that is why I do the routine I do. I pull in, I hold it in, let it out, hold it in, let it out, till I feel that, okay, now it's running clear. You've got to, you know, you don't want to be embarrassed. You don't want the person to be embarrassed. So take the time and clean properly. And if you haven't cleaned and you know you're going to go play, ask the person, can I please go clean, or can you show me how to clean properly if that's the case? Because it's really, it's not fun. You know, if you're going to play in the toilet, you're going to expect some toilet concoctions there. But I mean, have a little respect. That's me, because you know you're going to go do anal. You know that in most cases. Or you know that he's playing with your ass or she's playing with your ass or whatever. And you're allowing it. You know, I don't want no chocolate log and nutty crackers and mushrooms and carrots. That shit, man. No. Clean, brother, clean.
Clean, brother, clean.
Fuck that shit. So I'm just so sorry. But yeah, you know, what the hell? You know I'm going to go there. Why are you bloody not taking time to dance? That's me.
That's hilarious. Miss Kitten.
Well, I think, you know, somebody's specifically coming to me for a pegging and they haven't taken the time to clean, Pegging's fucking hard work. Like, it's not a walk in the park. There's something like pegging. I call it pegging fit. Like, it really takes a lot out of you. It's an athletic activity for an hour. It's not like you're not going to do anything. So if you want me to put that much effort into you, you need to put some effort into me. So I'd be really pissed, and I wouldn't even engage if there was no preparation. I do think, though, you're playing with the ass. Like, it's natural for shit to come out of it, and shit happens. Lola said it. It's a great pun for this. Like, it works really well. And shit happens, guys. You got to expect at some point something's going to come out of there. Everybody shits. Everybody. It's not unnatural. Like, it happens. Like, so just have the area prepared. Put a towel down on the bed if you're going to do it. Just, you know, set up for success so that it's not dramatic, that you don't have to sleep in stinky sheets, that you've got a plan going forward. And, you know, it's completely natural for something to come out at some point, and you guys can have a laugh about it, go to the bathroom, clean it up. I love gloves. Everybody who knows me knows that latex.
Yeah, your sexy black gloves. I mean, I can't get that picture out of my head.
They really come in handy when somebody has a little whoopsie, and you just clean it up. Like my pegging kit consists of a strap-on, condoms, tons of lube, gloves, and cotton roll. Like, that's like the basic. Wipe it up with some towel, put it in the bin, and carry on. Have a good giggle about it. It's really like you're not the only person on the planet to shit. I promise you, other people are doing it. I promise you, everybody's wiped their own ass at some time in their life. You're not going to die by touching it.
You know? And I mean, it's gotten onto your hands before.
Well, you know, wear gloves. If you're really being paranoid about it, wear a pair of gloves.
I mean, if you go to the bathroom, sometimes the toilet paper doesn't really work, right? So your finger's bound to stick through a piece of toilet paper from time to time. So it's not like, I mean, you've touched shit before, so get over it. That's what you're basically saying, Miss Kitten.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, there's a big picture. Like, you didn't die the 50 times it happened to you privately, which you won't admit to your friends. So don't make a big deal out of it. Just wipe it up quietly. If it's a deliberate, like, I didn't clean at all, and I've arrived expecting you to do the job, and you haven't cleaned at all, that's super disrespectful. Then you can sit and douche on the toilet for 2.5 hours.
Take your shit and go.
Well, yeah, you take a shit and go, and I use some like hard wooden toy up your ass. Like, then it's a different story.
You know, what did Queen V say just now? A broomstick.
I have such a good story about that. When I first started working as a dom, and you're always nervous. You learn all the stuff and you do all this research, but you're nervous. And one of my clients made me a beautiful set of handmade wooden anal toys that were really beautiful, and they were like a cherry wood red. They were absolutely gorgeous. And I had this very large gentleman who came to the dungeon, and he wanted to do anal play. And we did the first bit of the session, and we were ready to go. And I lubed him up, and I lubed up the toy, and I pushed it in, and I started sort of moving it back and forth. And there were lots of these gentle grunts coming from the front end of the gentleman. And I looked down, and there was this red, I thought it was blood dripping all the way down this gentleman's legs, and I was terrified. I was absolutely terrified. I thought, like, I've ruptured him. But he was still making these gentle grunts. So I thought, that's strange. It must be a good rupture. You know, we're enjoying it. And I was quite sure how to proceed. He was large enough that he obviously couldn't see the red running down the back of him, so at least I was covered. So I mopped it all up very carefully, and then realized bloody toy had it wasn't cherry wood, it had a red dye in it, and the red dye was running off the toy.
Oh no.
But I was petrified, so I was sort of running in my high heels across my dungeon floor, which was wooden, going to
I can just see the scene.
Okay. Everything is fine. Don't worry. And how do I get him down the stairs? How do I get him out? So, you know, that did lead to some great contingency plans and to, you know, asking better questions like, like, you know, where is the nearest hospital that you want to go to? Who is your emergency contact? You know, things yes. can go wrong. But it didn't go wrong. It was great. It ended well. He was a bit surprised that it was so short. He was also slightly pink on his rear end when he left the dungeon, which we didn't discuss. And I still have the toy. I've never used it again. I've never put anything in somebody without A, putting a condom on it, and B, having used it for it. But yeah, it was definitely a learning experience. And I still see the guy today. We're still friends. So, you know, but yeah, so it can definitely, you know, it definitely can be, you've got to be open to having a good time in these experiences. You also got to be open to just communicating and chatting and the, like getting covered in shit happens. Like we get covered in shit from a million other things. It's just a different kind of shit. And don't decide beforehand and have this convo before you start so that you guys have prepped a bit for it. So it's not a huge surprise. So there's not this deathly silence after this frantic pegging. There's like a deathly silence in the bedroom because there's a tiny piece of poop on the dildo. I mean, you know,
like who's gonna clean that shit?
Who's gonna touch that? I'm not touching that. It's your turn. You go. I mean, really, Just have a plan beforehand, make a part of the communication. It's part of the intimacy. You're really sharing a very vulnerable moment with somebody. So, you know, respecting that vulnerability, I think, is part of this pegging experience, and being able to acknowledge the vulnerability, being able to compensate the vulnerability and being able to look after them. I think pegging taught me about aftercare because I finally understood vulnerability. I finally understood that feeling as a woman.
Yeah.
You lie there and you get filled up and you feel so vulnerable because something is inside you and you're doing that to somebody else. That, you know, I understood that you need a moment afterwards to say thank you for sharing that with me. Thank you for the trust that you've let me experience. Thank you for joining me in this partnership for this moment. And make it fun. Like everything in sex must be fun. Like this is not super serious. And nothing is undoable in this, except maybe an anal rupture, so go small. But nothing else is undoable.
No, that's serious. By the way, that's I've heard about. I've heard these anal ruptures are really, really, really a serious situation. So yeah, let's start small. Queen V, I want to go, and I mean, look, listeners, we're not talking shit this evening, okay? I just had to throw another one in there. But before we end the show, I want to go back to Queen V, and I want to ask, how did you know that you were ready to start, like exploring the journey on as penetration and as pegging? How did you know you were ready? And how would you say the listeners listening in this evening could gauge whether they are ready?
Look, I remember my first experience and it was crap. Sorry, excuse the pun also there.
Shit situation.
The person I did it with really just wanted to shove it in and he didn't take his time. He didn't really care. Thank God he was underdeveloped. So it really didn't kill me. But, I think for me, I always like weird things. I like different things. And for me, anal play is just, it's beautiful. I mean, other people might not understand it or see it. I just think it's, I mean, I watch men have orgasms through their asses. The most beautiful thing. Seeing it, witnessing it, sharing it. And it's always been something I've really liked. So it just happened. It wasn't even something that I said, oh, do I want to do this? I just flowed into it. It became part of what I enjoyed. And I still do to this day. It's still my main kink. I love anal play. I love fisting. I love anything to do with arse play. It is my thing. I love it. I feel like I'm giving something back to somebody. I don't know why it makes me feel that way, but I just love it. It empowers me. And yeah, I love it. except when there's mushrooms and carrots. I love it.
You are gold. You know what? You are airtime gold. You know that. So I don't think I've ever, on any episode from episode one all the way through to episode eight, have I laughed this much. I've really laughed a shitload. And again, excuse the pun. That was really not pun intended. It's just, oh, this has been beautiful. Queen V, Mistress Cleo, thank you so, so, so much for joining us this evening and giving us a really, really, really good send-off to Kinky Classes. I mean, I think it's been an excellent episode, and you were absolutely phenomenal. Thank you for that.
Oh, man, thank you so much for having me. I learned so much. You know what? It doesn't matter how much experience you have or don't have or whatever. When you get onto platforms like this and you speak to Miss Kitten, or you speak to people that have such passion, and even yourself, for what you do and how you do it, it is amazing the amount of knowledge that you share. And there's, you can't be too old or too experienced to learn. The minute you don't learn anything, then your life is over. So thank you.
Oh, we lost Queen V there. Miss Kitten, are you still there? Oh, there we go. We got you back. Sorry. We lost you there for a second.
Oh, okay. I think the power went off, but it's my
TIA, right? This is Africa. Yeah, it's gone.
But thank you so much, my darlings. Thank you for having me on.
It's been absolutely our pleasure. Miss Kitten?
Thanks, guys.
There we go.
Sorry, Lola. Thanks, guys. And thank you for a lovely season, Lola, and to your staff and to your moderator team and to all the support and to the amazing listeners who come out every week and listen to me talk about weird and crazy kinky things. But yeah, just to V, you have been my absolute hero for a long time in kink. Fetish Haven feels like home. Anybody who wants to experience a kinky evening out, I highly recommend V and her club. And she's just a dynamic diva who I have huge respect for. You're a legend in our industry, and thank you for being on the show with us tonight. You made my year, and a great way to end the show. Lola, thank you for an amazing season. You're a special human, and I really value this time with you.
I mean, I can't thank you enough, because nobody else knows what goes on behind the scenes and how much you actually put into every class, right? I mean, from All the only things I picked was the names, the episode names. The rest was really all Miss Kitten. So to her, a big thank you from the entire production team for her incredible insights. We check our socials, make sure you guys stay up to date with what's happening in the Lola Blakely production team. And what's next? I mean, what's next for us? What's to come? What are we going to do? We are going to surprise the shit out of you. Yes, lustful listeners, it's going to be an exciting episode to come. For all of the lustful listeners that have, it's going to be an exciting year to come. That's what I wanted to say, not episode, year. There we go. For all of the lustful listeners that have supported us and stood by us and listened to us every single week for the past 8 weeks, thank you for your support, your undying loyalty, and thank you for making us trend number one for 4 weeks in a row. I mean, we've really appreciated the crap out of you. We couldn't have done it without you guys. Hit us up on socials. Make sure you send us ideas for new episodes. What do you guys want to hear? What do you guys want to see us do? Tell us, because we are here for you as much as you are here for us. And on that note, it is time to end the season finale of Kinky Classes. It's been an absolute blast. Until next time, good night, goodbye, stay lustful, and hope to see you guys soon.